Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. We're going to be cloudy. We'll have a high of about 68 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, clouds in 51, 46 in Burlington, 54 in Milwaukee, Racine cloudy, and 53 degrees. Another step is taken in what's become a difficult process for CVS to locate a new store at Ohio Street and Washington Avenue on the west side of Racine, the Common Council voting in favor of a resolution to amend the city's comprehensive plan. Alderman Dennis Weiser noted the plan commission's narrow support and his continued belief it's the wrong location for a project this size.
CVS argues that building at Ohio and Washington will grow the property tax base. Building at other sites would have the same impact. 50% of the pharmacies in our community are within 1 mile of Ohio and Washington. 40 years ago, it seemed like a good idea putting Sears, Penny's, Kmart, Boston Store, and Target within a block of each other. Two of those five are now gone. Adding a CVS at Ohio and Washington assures a similar future for drugstores along Washington Avenue.
Alderman Henry Perez admitted changing his mind after he talked to the affected neighbors.
The residents on Virginia who responded to my survey, most of them said yes, two said no. And unfortunately, when we look at progress in a city, people are affected by every single decision we make as a council. And yes, some people are going to be unhappy, especially if the thing we talked about before was the not in my own backyard people. I understand it affects them personally, but even Alderman Weiser said their property value will probably go up because of the way it's taken care of. Are there other concerns? Yes, and CVS can address them as well.
CVS attorney Richard Donner said this would be a company-owned location, not a lease situation, as some of the aldermen claimed. On the City Plan Commission agenda for later today, the still-needed rezoning of the properties, as well as the all-important conditional use permit. The question could be asked at Racine Unified, how many votes does it take to fill a vacancy on the school board? And the answer would have to be at least 36. On the heels of 24 votes last week, which followed comments by 14 candidates for Lisa Parham's vacated position, the Board of Education went right back at it during a special meeting Tuesday night, and it was the same result 11 votes later.
And how we are to proceed forward from the situation. So at this point, I'm just going to ask for a motion of adjournment, and then we have to figure out as a board, how do we move forward from this impasse.
At School Board President Melvin Hargrove, following adjournment, noting the impasse is historic and this is about internal policy procedure, noting they have 30 days to name a replacement, they could make some policy changes. If to go forward, the votes last night again centered around former board member Wally Rendon and Mount Pleasant businessman John Coates, who were both ready for the process to end, but it didn't. In Madison, the state Senate passes big changes in the state's prevailing wage law as the overall budget bill goes forward on an 18-15 vote.
The Senate passing on a narrow 17-16 vote language to repeal the state's prevailing wage law for all local government projects. Republicans like Senator Leah Vukmir framing it in terms of savings.
These savings are real, and they could reduce taxes or fund projects. Those sound like better options than overpaying for existing projects.
Democrats like Senator John Erpenbach say it's about pushing down wages.
We are changing living wage to minimum wage. We are repealing the prevailing wage. I don't know what the hell you have against wages.
The provision would also streamline the system for state construction projects adopting prevailing wages set by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
State Senate approves a 6% pay hike for state troopers. No raises, though, for 31,000 other state employees over the next 2 years. The 6% total going to carry over into a new contract that is yet to be negotiated. The state assembly's calendar includes debate on the controversial bill that would ban abortions from being performed after the 20-week mark in pregnancy. Supporters arguing it's needed to keep unborn children from feeling pain. That's a claim disputed by Sarah Fenger with the Wisconsin Alliance for Women's Health.
This piece of legislation is not necessary. It's really unconstitutional and unsound. The current legislative majority just does not want to hear it and will continue to insist that their handful of opinionated research is worthy of passing legislation.
State Assembly also taking up the proposed state budget today and getting it from the Senate. Take note of a traffic situation at 16th and South Memorial Drive in the city of Racine. couple of vehicles striking a house at that location there. Law enforcement still on scene. Some debris that's still being cleaned up. Only one injury reported. A man bleeding from the head was sitting on a porch when fire crews got to the scene. Again, that's the 1600 block of South Memorial Drive, 16th and Memorial. The accident occurring about 4:30 this morning. Fire to a home in the 2500 block of Gilson Street in Racine caused over $50,000 in damage yesterday afternoon. Crews dispatched on a neighbor's claim of smoke showing and children possibly still inside. Smoke and flames were confirmed by the first arriving units. It was then quickly determined the two-story home was empty and the flames extinguished in short order. Major damage, though, reported to the kitchen with extension to the second floor. Cause still under investigation. Reports also pointing out no working smoke detector found inside that house. A second man now facing charges reference an incident in Racine earlier this year during which a teenage girl was shot in the face. 20-year-old Eddie Davis charged with being a party to first-degree reckless injury, reckless endangerment of safety, and discharging a firearm within 100 yards of a building. A teen on a porch with her mother hit in the cheek during an exchange of gunfire between two groups of men on West 6th Street. This back on March the 10th. It required surgery for the girl. 19-year-old Xavier Goodwin has now been accused in connection with the incidents. Three people have been arrested for allegedly stealing items from unlocked vehicles in Pleasant Prairie, and police there believe that they may have a link to similar crimes in Summers and in Mount Pleasant. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
According to a news release, Prairie police were called to the 10200 block of Cooper Road early Tuesday morning by an alert neighbor who saw several people entering parked vehicles. Officers set up a perimeter and saw a vehicle quickly leaving the area. A vehicle was stopped and the three occupants arrested. Officers found numerous items, including credit, gift, and ID cards, backpacks, and electronics in the vehicle. The three suspects, who are from Kenosha and Chicago, are being held on multiple counts of theft from a motor vehicle. The incident prompted Pleasant Prairie Police Chief Dave Smetana to urge everyone to remove valuables from and lock their vehicles and use outdoor lighting to discourage thieves. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And the Racine Police Department mourning the loss of one of its canines. Word came that Cheeto was found deceased by his partner, Investigator Sorensen, at home. Lieutenant Alday says there was no known medical condition, so it's believed that Cheeto died just of natural causes 4 months ahead of a scheduled retirement, that after 9 years on the force. Lieutenant Day's adding the dog had worked with the street crimes unit and will be missed. Photographs of canine Cheeto and Investigator Sorensen are on the Racine Police Department's Facebook page. WRJN.com is your source for our local news throughout the day. Just go there, find the local news section, and check out our newscast whenever you want. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.